He was always tickled to meet people. I remember one day he came in and he was so excited. He said, "Richard, I met Sophia Loren last night." He said while he was meeting her, he was thinking of how he had watched Sophia Loren movies in prison, and they would spread a sheet against the wall and have this old film going before them. And he said he had to just pinch himself to believe that he was meeting this great movie star that he'd seen on screen when he was in prison, and that she, believe it or not, was interested in meeting him, Nelson Mandela. Which is not to say that he wasn't also distracted by her beauty and charm, which he always was. I mean, he loved being around women, and I always thought that Long Walk to Freedom would have been a much, much better book if I had been a woman, because he would have been actually more candid and more, even more charming in talking to me.
So I went to met Mrs. Thatcher. We were supposed to meet for an hour, but she was very generous because we sat for about close to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we discussed the question of sanctions and the general political situation in South Africa. Mm. I made no impression whatsoever on the question of sanctions. But she was charming, and then I had a private lunch with her. Mm-hmm. She was very charming. She was very warm, you know. She was just the opposite of what I was told. Mm. I was impressed by her strength of character. Really an iron lady.
He said many, many times, as he did with Mrs. Thatcher, that he was pleasantly surprised by how warm someone was. I often thought that was because it was almost impossible not to be warm with him, because he was so gracious and sunny.
I was being groomed for the position of chieftaincy, but I then ran away, you know, from a forced marriage, as I told you. But if I had stayed at home, I would have been a respected chief today, you know, and I would have had a big stomach and, you know, and a lot of cattle and sheep.
There are even some freedom fighters with a big stomach, I think.
His laugh is just, it's the most beautiful thing. It just lights up a room. I mean, I'm transported to those moments with him, and I do miss them. I mean, it was such an extraordinary privilege. It really was the greatest privilege I've ever had. And of course, it was great fun, too. He was just great to be around. And I remember when we stopped these sessions, it was like the sun went behind the clouds. I mean, he was a beacon for everybody who was around him, and he will be greatly, greatly missed.
Because I knew that there was a great deal of ignorance on their part. Mm-hmm. We have done 30 minutes. I can't keep my eyes open.
Okay, good.
Do you notice that?
Let's stop, yeah.